Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, we're preparing for a hilarious April Fool's Day with pranks that you can play on your friends and family. We're also getting our helmets on and going cycling around Manchester's Fallowfield Loop. And there are events from all across the country as well. My name is Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. Today, we're making the most of wonderful spring weather, and we're going on a bike ride. Cycling's a brilliant way to get outdoors, keep healthy, and enjoy nature. So today, Meg is taking us along the Fallowfield Loop in Manchester. Now, the Fallowfield Loop, if you don't know, is one of the longest urban cycle paths in the country. It's 8 miles long, but it was once a railway line. When it opened in 1892, it would have been rather different to how it was now. Queen Victoria was on the throne, and people would be getting on the train in very long dresses and suits for trips to Sheffield and Lincolnshire. When the railway line was closed in the 1980s, the area was derelict for years and years and years until it was turned into a cycle route. Now it's the perfect place to enjoy a bike ride and get some exciting stops along the way. Remember, there are places all across the country to enjoy your bike ride, but right now, let's go over to Meg to find out where she's taking us.
Today, I'm getting on my bike and cycling around the Fallowfield Loop. But first, I need to do a quick safety check. I've got a well-fitted helmet on, my brakes are working, and my bell, most importantly, is loud and clear. You should always cycle with a responsible adult and take care to follow safety rules, especially if you're going to be cycling along the road to join a cycle path. I've joined the Fallowfield Loop cycle path in Manchester in Whalley Range. It's a lovely day for a cycle. The sun is shining. Got my picnic with me. You can just hear how lovely it is. I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago, we talked about different bird song on Activity Quest. And this bird sounds quite familiar to me. Do you remember which bird this was? The first notes are higher in pitch, and then there's this longer closing shimmer. This is a blue tit, a small bird that is really colourful. I can see it ahead of me. It is blue, white, yellow, and green, which makes it super easy to recognise. And they love to eat everything from caterpillars to seeds to nuts. I've seen quite a few of them cycling around here. Not the birds, I'm cycling, the birds are flying. But around the Fallowfield Loop, there is loads of these birds. It's a real hub for nature. It used to be this railway line, and now it's overgrown with beautiful animals and plants. I don't know if you can hear, I'm getting a little bit out of breath as I cycle. It is quite hard to talk and cycle at the same time, but I'm trying my best. This is because my heart rate is increasing during exercise. The rate and depth of my breathing is increasing, and this makes sure that more oxygen is absorbed into the blood and more carbon dioxide is removed from it. How cool. There are lots of great cycle routes in Manchester, and one of my favourite routes is to start on the Fallowfield Loop before heading to the canal. But make sure you're a confident cyclist if you want to cycle along the canal. We're really lucky here in South Manchester because we have the Bridgewater Canal, and it'll take you to places like Sale and Altrincham for a day out. Some things that are great to practice while you're on your bike are hand signals. While it is likely that you won't be cycling on the road until you're a bit older, it's fun to get the hang of them and see if you can balance. So when it is quiet, I'm going to try it now, there's not many people around, I'm cycling in the middle of the day. When it's quiet, try and signal to turn left by holding out your left hand and then try and signal right by holding your right arm out. I'm making this extra difficult for myself because I'm holding a microphone and trying to do it at the same time. So I think you might find it easier than me, but it's a really good thing to practice, and it's something that when you're old enough and you start cycling on the road, you'll be an absolute pro at. I am loving the scenery here. There is so much green. I can see some bluebells coming through as well. It's so beautiful. And I think I can see a horse. And this is one of my favourite bike riding games. So what you have to do is shout horse when you see a horse, and you get a point if you're right. But if you shout horse and it's not a horse, maybe it's a cow or a donkey, then you lose all your points. I play this with my sister, and I've got to say, she has better eyesight than me because I wear glasses. She has better eyesight, so she's always winning. Cycling along the Fallowfield Loop is really lovely. I love to imagine the old railway line, and when I go under bridges that would have once had horse and carriages along them, and ladies in beautiful long dresses in the 1900s. Another favourite game of mine is to try and hold my breath as I go under a bridge. See if you can do it too, but don't go too red in the face. And if you're in Manchester, this is a great place to cycle, but even if you're somewhere else, you can still play these games, spot different wildlife, and enjoy the sun and exercise. I'm leaving the loop now and turning into the wonderful Chorlton Water Park for a picnic and maybe my first ice cream of the year. The lake here at Chorlton Water Park was formed when they took rubble to build the M60 and then filled the gap left with water. How cool is that? I love telling people that fact. Now, time for me to have a well-deserved rest and enjoy my picnic.
Thanks, Meg. I've got a cycling joke for you now. Here we go. How did the barber win the bike race?
I don't know, Bex. How did the barber win the bike race?
He took a shortcut.
That is really good, or should I say, wheelie good.
Brilliant. I'll never get tired of a cycling joke. See what I did there? All right, okay, sorry, I'll stop now. Anyway, if you want to get out on your bike, then you can find our top 10 places to go for a bike ride at funkidslive.com, as well as our top 10 safety tips for cycling as well. Remember, whatever you do, whether it's heading out on a bike ride or something else entirely, we want to know. Share your adventures with us. You can leave us a 5-star review wherever it is you're listening to this, or get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest. On the way, George is going to be playing some pranks ready for April Fool's Day. But first, let's find out what's happening across the UK.
Thanks, Bex. Yes, now it's time for some events from across the UK. First up, Willow's Activity Farm. They offer great family adventure. As well as meeting all of your favourite farmyard animals, you can discover fantastic fun fair rides, bounce high up on inflatables and trampolines, and you'll get the chance to meet Peter Rabbit and his friends. That's as part of the Peter Rabbit Adventure Playground. Hop aboard a tractor ride or try out the JCB pedal tractors. There's all sorts of great seasonal events going on throughout the year too. That's Willow's Activity Farm. It's in St Albans, and you can find out more at willowsactivityfarm.com. Plus, have you ever wanted to see a real-life dragon? I know I have. Did you know that the Hawkstone dragon has recently been seen for the first time in 200 years? If you want the chance to see one for yourself, you can join the Dragon Trainer Trail at Hawkstone Park in Shropshire between now and October. Go to hawkstoneparkfollies.co.uk to find out more. And this week is your last chance to join Wilbur's Wild Welly Walk at Border Hill Garden. As you go along the trail, you can read all about wild animal characters, search for hidden wellies hanging around the garden too. And what's the point in a welly walk if you can't splash in some puddles? There's plenty of those as well. Pre-booking is a must, so visit borderhill.co.uk to get on the trail. And get ready to go colour crazy with the latest issue of Art, Draw and Create magazine. It's jam-packed with over 50 pages to colour, fun slogan posters, excellent doodles, see what I did there, and a super chill, mindful selection of colouring. Plus, the chance to win some awesome prizes for all those craft lovers out there. Hands up, yep, that's me. Art, Draw and Create magazine is available now.
Thanks, Adam. Now, It's April Fool's Day on Friday, which is a day that you can play pranks on people. It's celebrated all over the world. For example, in France, they have a tradition where they stick a paper fish on each other's backs. Then they shout, Poisson d'Avril, once it's been discovered. And I think, if my French is correct, that translates to April fish. Now, we've got George, Fun Kids' king of pranks, to tell you some really funny practical jokes that you can play on your friends and family.
I love to play practical jokes on people. It can be funny for you and the person you're playing a prank on, if it's a good prank, of course. Now, the first thing you need to do is find the perfect person to prank, i.e. maybe not your gran. Just think, choose someone who will realise it's a joke, who will be able to laugh a little bit once they realise that you've got them on April Fool's Day. You also need to practice your acting skills, because you're going to have to keep a seriously good straight face, a poker face, whilst you pull off the practical joke. This could be the tricky part, because if you break, you're giving it away and you're blowing your April Fool's Day prank. So find the right person and get your acting skills ready, because here are five brilliant practical jokes that you can play this April Fool's. Okay, first up, we've got decorate a new clean sponge as a piece of cake. Yes, coat a sponge with icing so it looks like a delicious cake, and then give it to someone you live with and see if they take a bite without realising, of course, that it's a prank. If so, they will bite into a disgusting sponge when they're expecting a delicious piece of cake. I tried this on my friend and they completely fell for it. It was absolutely hilarious. I filmed them. It was just brilliant. And now, April Fool's idea number two. This joke is brilliant, especially if you have brothers and sisters, which I do. Take a toilet roll and unravel a length of it. With a pen, write a joke and the joke answer. Now, remember to write the first thing that you want them to read at the bottom of the paper, as they will unravel this first. Then, when they go to the toilet, they'll use the toilet roll and reveal your hilarious joke, and you'll be making them laugh on the bog. Now, if you want to be a little bit more inventive, then you can prepare this April Fool's prank the day before. Pour cereal and milk into a bowl with the spoon propped in the milk and freeze it overnight. In the morning, pour a little milk on the top to cover up the prank, and then get ready for a confused face when the person you're pranking can't work out why they can't get their spoon out of their cereal. Genius. Now, if you want to trick someone in your family into thinking that they've grown overnight, this is a good one. You can stuff a little toilet paper in the ends of their shoes and watch them think that their feet grew overnight. Just, you know, try not to laugh as they look so confused as to why their shoes don't fit in. Come on, what's going on? My shoes, they just don't fit. And finally, here is my favourite prank. Unscrew the cap from someone in your house's shower gel. Inside, cover the opening with cling film and then re-screw the cap. When they go for a shower and squeeze that bottle and nothing comes out, they'll wonder what's going on. And don't forget, every time someone falls for one of your jokes, you need to shout, April Fools! But make sure it's before lunchtime on April Fool's Day. Good luck.
There we are. Now, why don't you sit down with me and we can have a good old catch-up?
Wait, what was that?
Ha, gotcha. I put a whoopee cushion on your chair. April Fools! That's everything for today, but remember, there are loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime. If you're after some more suggestions, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. Whatever you do, and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember to rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. Oh, is that a piece of cake George has left out for me? Yum! Oh, I can't believe I fell for a piece of sponge covered in icing! Rubbish!
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.